All right, I'm back on the road. Not leaving yet. I leave on Thursday. It's Tuesday now. I'm going to get my fucking COVID test. Because apparently, I mean, Jesus, to get into Canada, you gotta be vaccinated. You gotta get a COVID test, and then they want you to fucking quarantine. Well, goddamn it, I'm quarantining in the field. Son of a bitch, this is the fucking craziest. I'm not even gonna go into COVID because I don't even know what to say anymore. Like, I have lost my fucking mind when it comes to it. As you can tell, I'm a little worked up already. I been working on a fucking dishwasher went out. I don't know, two nights ago, about the night I got home, of course, which isn't that big a deal. Honestly, I think a dishwasher is one of those pieces of equipment. I think it's one of those things that sells you magic. Like, I don't really think it does much. We're not the type to just, like, throw actual dirty dishes in. We always wipe them down. Like, we go one step short of just fucking washing them. With soap and whatever, you know, we always rinse them off and then put them in that cocksucker, which usually just fucking puts water spots on them. Anyway, that thing went out. I was like, ah, no big deal. You know, we've lived in the house for like 9 years. The people that had it before us, they lived there for at least, hell, I don't know, they might have lived there for, you know, 5-10 years, something like that. Maybe only 5, I don't know. So, I mean, that fucker's probably at least 15 years old. So, it's no big deal. It gone out. What never really worked that great anyway. So, I'm going to go buy a new one. Just throw it in. I'm a licensed electrician. I've been in the trades for a while. So, I'm just going to go do it. Get it done. Me and my son went over there today. And fuck, those things are expensive. Like, I was thinking, like a pricey one was going to be $500. They fucking start at $500 and go up from there. And I'm, like, we just bought a fridge last year because that thing shit out on us. And I'm pretty sure I just spent as much or more on a goddamn dishwasher. I don't know. Maybe somebody will write in and say, I mean, there is a lot to it, you know, and it's got power and water, so of course it's extra fucking irritating as far as safe. But anyway, I gotta be at this COVID test at 1:30, so I'm like, I'll just throw it in real quick. So I start fucking working on it. Even had to break out the fucking instructions. God, what a nightmare. I mean, seriously, the instructions to find everything. Of course, the people that owned our house before, whoever worked on it before, super nice people, but, and I don't know if, who the plumber was, but it's kind of cobbled up. It's kind of a cobble job a little bit, so, and I'm not a fucking plumber, so I'm just cobbling on top. I will say the electrical is pristine and to code, but the plumbing is becoming a fucking hassle. The thing barely fits in the hole. I don't know if it's just a shade bigger, and I don't understand the fucking, like, insulation draped over it. I guess they emit some heat, or they want to keep the heat in. I don't know what the fuck. But to shove that in and the insulation comes out, and I don't know, like, they have, like, elephant jizz on the fucking insulation. I don't know what that's all about. Like, I got covered in, like, this fucking gooey, sticky nastiness, carrying it in and working on it. I'm at a fucking loss. So that's what's pissing me off right now, and my babysitter was sick today, so I stayed home with my little man, and then my wife came home at lunch, and she's gonna watch the kids after lunch because I have to go do this stupid COVID test. Which COVID test, of course, they don't do it in our town. I got to drive fucking 55 miles to get it. Anyway, not that I want to bitch to you guys anymore, but maybe somebody's gone through this and they'll laugh because it's something so fucking stupid, but so irritating. And anyway, my daughter's in there eating lunch, and I'm not. All I want to do is drop every fucking cuss word on the planet and scream, and maybe throw the fucking dishwasher through the window. Like that's where I'm at with the dishwasher. But of course, I'm doing the whole I think it's Joe Pesci on Home Alone. When he's like cussing, but he's just fuck. That's what I'm doing. My wife can tell I'm pretty pissed off. She's trying to help, but she's also trying to stay out of the way because she knows when I get like that, I get fucking nuts, and I start like verbally abusing everybody else. So anyway, yeah, it was. It's still not done. I got the drain hooked up and the power's done, but for whatever reason, the water line isn't the same size as my old one, and it's just a clusterfuck. I'm just gonna have to go get some parts and try to rig it back together, and of course the fucking little adapter they used is only about fucking 5 inches long. So, like, you got to do it underneath the thing as you shove it in. It's just a fucking nightmare. I don't understand. But, anyway, I don't even know if I'm going to add the... well, regardless. I did do some... in Colorado last week, I did a couple of podcasts from the cabin, and I don't know. I listened to them, and I don't think I can publish them because they're just so fucking depressing. I'm really not that angry of a person. I'm a pretty happy person, but when I get going, I get pretty worked up. But it wasn't like this where I'm just like pissed off about something. It was. I just wasn't finding animals, and, I don't know, I listened to them, and they were pretty, I don't even know, they were pretty, I sounded like I had fucking just lost my dog or something, you know what I mean? Like, it just, there was a few funny things that happened. Actually, there really wasn't anything funny that happened, you know, I didn't get jacked in the face by a fence gate or do something stupid. I did one thing stupid. I lost my gas can or it got stolen, but that's just fucking dumb. So nothing really worth telling happened. So when I jumped on the podcast, I was just like, oh no. So today I was just walking around. It's just felt like just walking, and then I just came home. Like that was it. Real monotone. I'm not gonna publish them, but I've decided I was thinking about maybe publishing them at the end of this podcast, but I'm just gonna throw out a quick one. I'm getting ready to go to Canada again, like I said, and I just got back from Colorado on Friday. It is now Tuesday. Had to watch the kids this weekend so the wife could go have some fun. I know, god damn. I don't know what my wife was thinking, going to have fun during hunting season. Nah, I'm just joking. She's earned it. I can't even... I don't know. It's been 2 months, basically, of just craziness. And this will be kind of my last one for a little bit. I'll get back at it on whitetails in November. And, of course, I'm going to hunt October. I still got a deer tag in Nebraska. I've got a antelope tag in Nebraska. A couple turkey tags. My daughter wants to try to shoot another turkey. So we're going to be slaying, but as soon as I get back from this, I've got a couple of brutal weeks at work at minimum, probably 3 weeks. I'm going to be, I got a big power changeover, and of course, I fucking ordered these panel guts for this, or this panel for this job back in March. Got the back boxes, everything's good, and then I think a month ago they sent me a thing saying they were back ordered till the end of September. So we lined up this deal when I get back from the moose hunt for the, you know, we're like, oh, they'll be here by the 11th of October. Just got an email last week. No, they'll be here sometime after Thanksgiving. Like, what in the fuck? How can you even... I tell you right now, thank God I'm working with a customer that's understanding, because I can't even imagine right now being on a job with, you know, penalties for being late, or I don't even know what's going on in the construction industry right now in some of these jobs where they've got timelines. I have no fucking idea. But anyway, I'm going to have to basically cobble that together, temp some stuff in. It's going to cost me money basically to do that switchover. But I just can't, you know, I can't push them back again. So anyway, we're going to do that when I get back. And then I've got a smaller job that we're going to go try to knock out. And then, you know, try to finish a few things, and it's whitetail time, which I don't have a ton of whitetail hunts, but go to Oklahoma, and then, you know, if I have a Nebraska tag, then South Dakota, and I'm still going up to South Dakota to hunt muleys with my buddy Ryan, so I got some hunts left, and then, yeah, so I guess all I want to say, I'll just... about the Colorado hunt, it's just one of them deals where when you, I get into this situation a lot because I don't have the time to scout, and I know a lot of people use that excuse, and it's probably not an excuse, but for me, that's when I'm working. Like, I have to work in the summers. I don't have that option. If I started scouting a bunch for a lot of these tags I drew, I would go belly up pretty quick, because obviously I hunt a bunch this time of year, but I have to earn it, like the name says. Oh my God, that was gay. Anyway, I'm not a guy that's going to cut stuff out of his podcast, because I don't know how, so gay comments like that, just make fun of me, do whatever, send me a message, tell me I'm a moron. So, yeah, Colorado just was kind of a bust. Ended up just chasing one big buck story after another. It was in a... first I went to Wyoming and tried to hunt elk on a general tag that I had drawn. And holy shit, the woods were overran, at least where I was. I had a bunch of people message me like, I could have sent you somewhere here or there or whatever. Got you away from people. I appreciate that. I do. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying, I've been down that road before, and unless you got some credibility with me, I'm probably not going to take you up on it. I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, if I look at your page and you've murdered a ton of elk, yeah, I might take your word for it, but I also might be leery and just think, you know, like, oh, this guy's just trying to fuck me, isn't he? He's just going to send me to the, you know, like the middle of nowhere where... Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's all a head game. It's stupid. But I do like that people want to help. But there was just a crazy amount of people in Wyoming. So I said, fuck it, and went down to Colorado. And it wasn't a coveted tag for deer, but it was a general or a over-the-counter elk unit, so of course there was quite a few hunters in the woods there as well. And I just, you know, it's cool. All the I ran into a bunch of hunters, and every one of them was like, "Oh man, you're hunting deer." Because once they found out I wasn't competition to them, they were like, "Oh yeah, dude, I saw this giant buck here." You know, they were giving me pins, and they were super, super helpful. You know, it was late in the season. I wasn't overly hopeful. I was going to shoot whatever was legal. But I just ended up chasing these waypoints and never did find a deer. You know, it was kind of timber hunting or clear cut hunting, and the stalking would have been rough. I never even got a stalk. I found two pretty good deer, one on the first day, one on the last night, two different areas, two different deer. But I just couldn't get in on them. The last day I kind of found a more open area that might have been a little more productive had I been there the whole time. But anyway, it was just kind of a bust, and I didn't end up staying the weekend because, like I said, my wife got invited to go on a girl's weekend, and she just kind of mentioned it because she knew I was hunting. She's so good about just not making me feel guilty. I do enough of that myself, being away from the kids and her. And I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna hunt through Friday night and then I'm gonna come home. And I drove the whole way home, got home super late, got pulled over right by town. I had a headlight out the whole fucking trip, and never got pulled over until just whatever time it was, you know, 1-2 o'clock, I can't remember, late at night. And yeah, so that trip was a bust, but hopefully that means this Canada trip. I've tried two times. This will be my third trip for Canadian moose. I shot one a few years back with the same, my buddy Kevin was guiding for another outfitter, and then I had hunted with him twice, great outfit, and then my buddy Kevin opened his own deal. So I booked with him, and that was right before COVID settled in. Fucking COVID, Jesus. Anyway, and yeah, now I finally get to cross the border. Hopefully, you know, I've done all the shit that I'm supposed to do. I'm against all of my fucking inner, like, I don't know, I never wanted to get the vaccine, and I just, like I said, I've done stupider shit to go hunting. It didn't ruin me, it didn't affect me, but it, yeah, like I said, I'm not going down the political nightmare that we're in right now, because that's not my, I'm too stupid. Like, I would sound like Biden, that ignorant. That's how fucking stupid I would sound if I started talking politics. At least I know he's a moron, but doesn't everybody? So, yeah. So, I'm driving over here to spend $160 to get stabbed in, or not stabbed, no, I already got that, to get fucking nose swabbed and get this test that, because they're, apparently this is the only place that does it. You know, all this shit. To go up and go on a hunt that I booked, well, I don't know, 2-3 years ago? Probably 3 years ago. I've missed 2 seasons, I think. I don't know. But it's going to be fun. We're gonna chase moose, and I'm going to have a whitetail tag, I think, too. Kevin's good shit to hang out with. And, yeah, it should be a fun week. And then I'm going to get back to work so you cocksuckers can stop messaging me. Do you have a job? Do you even ever work? Oh, I went into the wrong career. I should have been a fucking electrician. Well, fuck yeah, you should have, you cocksuckers. I'm sorry. This dishwasher thing is still... It's still got to me. But, God, there's a lot of dead deer along the road. Holy shit. Yeah, so... I don't know what I'll do for podcasts. I want to do one talking about public land hunting. I don't know if I can take the heat that I'm probably going to get over my opinion of fucking public land right now. Yeah, I don't know. After this, and it's been bad for a long time. I mean, I'm not saying it's anything new. Certain areas are worse, and I know certain areas are better, and I know fucking douchebags that are going to call me and be like, I found a spot. My spot's awesome. I ain't seen nobody in 10 fucking years. Well, good for you, you fucking moron. You let me know in 2, 3, 4, 10 years if that's still the case, because somebody's going to stumble upon that fucking area, and they're going to fuck it up. That's just the way it is. Or... the government's gonna throw wolves in there and fuck it up. I don't know, but this is nothing. Like I said, this is me. This is about the equivalent of me talking about politics. I don't, you know, I want to help out in conservation as much as I can, but somebody has to tell me what to do, and it has to be somebody with some fucking. You know, that I trust. Again, like I said, I'm not going to go chase a deer. Well, I have done that, but I'm not going to go to an area just because somebody random on Instagram messages me or, you know, help out an organization just because somebody on Instagram tells me to. It has to be somebody I know that has some legitimacy and some knowledge in that area, so... God, I don't even know why I'm on that. Like I said, this podcast is just all over the place. But you're used to that if you're listening to it. It's just kind of me rambling. But I would like to do something on public land at some point. Just kind of discuss my views. Because they're important. Oh, God. No, they're not. Anyway, that's the podcast. I'm going to jump off here. I'm almost to town. And... I will holler at you later.